All right, Jason Redman here with Being Redman Podcast. I have a customer service story that I want to tell you about that just happened to me this evening, and I think it's a really good example of civility, possibly some effective communication, as well as just customer service. So stay tuned for a really interesting story. All right, so real quick story, customer service story. My wife and I have been going through and kind of cleaning out the house and boxing stuff up and kind of getting rid of things that we haven't touched in like probably 10 years. So it's kind of like a purge, you know, if you want to call it Marie Kondoing, whatever, you know how it is. You just want to try to get rid of stuff. So we were going through things and I have a whole bunch of game systems. So from Nintendo to Wii's to Xbox 360, all kinds of stuff. And we actually will play them every now and then. And so going through these, we decided that, you know, a couple of the Wii's we have, we didn't need two Wii's, so we just get rid of one of them. So I got a whole bunch of the Wii games together, and as well as some Xbox games that we never played, and I went and took them up to a vintage stock store up by the house. Well, Vintage Stock is a company that they've got different ones around town, and they will buy used movies, games, stuff like that. And so went in there with my stuff and they looked at it, and you know, you don't really give you a lot of money. I mean, let's just be honest, it's used games, these things are have been around forever, but it's something better than nothing. So took in the stuff and they're like, hey, we'll give you either $16 in cash or $25 in store credit. And I'm like, well, I need a new Nintendo original game controller, and I had found some old Guitar Hero guitars. I had three of them. And I was like, you know, it'd be kind of fun to play some Guitar Hero. So I'll use the store credit. So use the store credit, get a Nintendo controller and Guitar Hero 2. Used, of course. Okay. So spent like $15. Get home, tell the wife, hey, let's play some Guitar Hero, because she's never played it. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, of course, the Xbox 360 is not hooked up. So I have to take 15, 20 minutes to try to get it working and turned on and connected and all the stuff. I mean, y'all know how it is when you have to hook up old electronics. So I finally get it going and I put in the disc and it's not reading the disc. And I'm like, what's going on? So I look at the disc and it's pretty scratched up. So it's like, hey, take out the disc and clean it. So after about, you know, another 10 or 15 minutes of me trying to clean this disc, still not working. So that's a little infuriating. So I pack it back up. I have my receipt, have my gift card, drove right back up to Vintage Stock. It's like, hey, this isn't playing. You know, can I swap it out for a different thing? They're like, yeah, go ahead and go do it. Didn't really apologize that time, which is a little frustrating, but whatever. So I go and they have Guitar Hero Aerosmith or Guitar Hero Live. And the Guitar Hero Live has a lot of newer songs. It's like, okay, that'd be kind of fun. So I'll just get that one. And it was like a $2 difference that I have to pay. No big deal. $10, right? So go in there, trade up, pay the $2, go home. Well, because it's a brand new game, it's got two discs, you have to install all the software updates and put all the content on the Xbox. So after about 20 minutes of installing all this stuff, finally it's up and running. So we get this thing up and running, and I pair up the guitars and we're getting through the tutorial, and it stops. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Because I'm thinking it might be my guitar, maybe because I've got two guitars connected and it's freaking out. And it's like, press this button and strum. And I'm like, I'm pressing the button and strumming and nothing's happening. And I know the guitar is working. So then I start Googling, going, what's the deal here? And I start looking at the picture, and come to find out, Guitar Hero Live has a special guitar. It's like a Fender Stratocaster guitar with a bunch of extra buttons on it. So the game I got doesn't work with the original Guitar Hero guitars. So I'm like, damn it. So it's 8:00. Vintage Stock closes at 9. So I pack it up, drive back up there a third time, second time for issues, customer service issues. And on my way, I call the store and I'm like, hey, Jason here. You've seen me about twice tonight. You know, I'd explain the situation, and young lady Rebecca was like, hey, come on up. I'll go and I like, hey, could you go and get the Aerosmith game and make sure it's in good quality and also make sure that it works with the original Guitar Hero guitar? She's like, yeah, I'll go do it. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. So I get there and I'm being very respectful and very nice. And I'm like, I get it. You know, I worked retail. And she's like, I'm going to hook you up tonight. And I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, okay. So, and I saw her cleaning the discs too, which was really nice. So she said, not only am I going to get you this disc here, I make sure it worked and looked at it. I'm going to give you some like loose discs. So I got Guitar Hero World Tour, Guitar Hero 2, Guitar Hero 3, and the Guitar Hero Aerosmith. And a $5 credit for another time. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm so sorry that you're having to come up here and deal with all this and keep on coming back and stuff. And I was like, well, it's no big deal. I mean, it happens. I mean, you know, I get it. You know, and the girl who sold me the live game, she's like, I'm so sorry that I didn't even think to ask you which guitar you had. I'm like, how would you know? It's not a big deal. But the whole moral of the story is this. In retail, every now and then, you'll have really great customer service happen. You know, tonight, I was respectful. I was understanding. I could have been upset. I could have gotten really mad, and I didn't. And it paid off, and I actually made out like a bandit on this deal. And granted, we're talking video games. This is not the end of the world stuff here. But to me, I think it's worth a shout out to Vintage Stock and the employees there at the North May store, and I just wanted to say I appreciate them, and it's really nice to get some really good customer service nowadays. So I thought I'd share that with you all. Thanks for listening, and y'all be good.